From Classical 96.3 FM, that was James Ennis with the finale from Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. And you will be hearing that very violin concerto played by Joelle Key at Kindred Spirits Orchestra's season opener up at the Flatow Markham Theatre on Saturday, October 27th. Maestro Christian Alexander, their conductor, is here with me on the Oasis right now. Thank you for dropping by.
Good afternoon, Alexia. Thank you.
So what a fantastic season opener program. You're starting with a prelude to Meistersinger, Wagner, why not? In advance of his 200th birthday, you're getting ahead of everybody. Then this great Mendelssohn, one of the great violin concerti.
That's true, yes.
And then after intermission, talk about, you wanted to talk about
the
other
piece. Then we have Brahms, the last symphony that he wrote in his later years, just a couple of years before. Basically, he stopped composing and passed away. And it's really a great symphony. It's probably one of the greatest symphony written during his time. It's so beautiful and complex, and I'm always fascinated by the complexity of the language and the texture, and how, in the same time, how beautiful is the music in spite of the complexity of all the layers and forms and structures and everything that he was able to do in the post-Beethoven time. You know that he was struggling a lot with his first symphony. It took him about 20 years to finish the symphony, and he was really trapped in this post-Beethoven struggle of many composers in Germany to write something a little bit different than Beethoven did before that, and it took him about 20 years to figure it out, and he did. Actually, he wrote his first symphony, it's so different, and then he continued this path right to the end of his life, and he wrote a beautiful, complex symphony that it reminds me sometimes the complexity of Umberto Eco symbolism, you know, the books, let's say the Name of the Rose or the Foucault's Pendulum. It's so complex and it has so many different layers inside, and the more you listen, the more things you discover inside. You have to listen many times to the same symphony, and you will discover things that on the first reading you may have not noticed. It's really interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your interpretation of it. It's going to be very cool. Now, listen, it's not just a concert for your season opener. It's a big gala. There's a dinner. There's a silent auction. Tell me some juicy details.
Yes, oh yes, huge event. It's, well, we have a gala dinner, which is just before the concert. It starts at 6 p.m. The same venue, Markham Theatre, and then we have a silent auction with very exciting objects that are for bidding. I was just actually looking at the list. You would have a chance to conduct the Kindred Spirits Orchestra as one of the items on the list. They are also a lot of art objects. They are paintings, of course, some unique experiences, flying lessons, helicopter rides, tickets for various shows at the Canadian Opera Company, Toronto Symphony Orchestra, CBC, a couple of shows there. So it's very, a very fun event to go and take the chance to win some of these items. And then we have the concerts, of course, and after the concert we have live jazz and champagne mingling with the musicians.
It's quite an evening.
It is a long evening, filled with different events and different things to
do. Now you're having a special right now, is that correct? You're doing a 2-for-1?
Yes, for the dinner.
Good
yes,
date night.
We have this special right now, 2-for-1, which is available.
Now, I should give the contact information to get tickets, markhamtheatre.ca. You can also call 905-305-7469. And for more information on everything to do with Kindred Spirits Orchestra, including the rest of the season and all the details about this coming program, go to ksorchestra.ca. Now, just before I play a little bit of the Brahms that's going to be on your program, tell me, what's the place of Kindred Spirits Orchestra in the musical, the cultural scene in Markham now?
Kindred Spirits orchestrates quite a unique mixture of professional musicians, also university students, high school students, amateur musicians who have a full-time job elsewhere in different domains. And they all get together, they play music, they learn from each other. It's especially interesting for the younger musicians to learn from the professional musicians, to gain more experience and make beautiful music together. So the place we see as, of course, a cultural institution in Markham, but also educational institution in the city, and providing a lot of opportunities for the local community to experience live classical music right there in Flato, Markham Theatre.
Yeah, you picked the right name, Kindred Spirits Orchestra, very good name. Maestro Christian Alexander has been my guest on The Oasis. The season opening gala plus concert of Kindred Spirits Orchestra is happening on Saturday, October 27th at the Flato Markham Theatre. Markhamtheatre.ca is the website. You can call 905-305-7469 for tickets. And for complete information, visit ksorchestra.ca. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Alexa.
And here's just a tiny taste of the end of Brahms' Magnificent Fourth Symphony.